Cornish College, Jay Clayton, in and out. She'll be joined by Julian Priester, Don Clement, and some originals and standards and electronics and poetry. Usual mix-up that Jay Clayton puts into her performances. Lots of interesting stuff. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, I heard just before that, playing music of Billy Strayhorn, whose music is being celebrated on a couple of fronts, two or three different fronts during the Earshot Jazz Festival. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra has three concerts of Billy Strayhorn's music on November 7th, 8th, and 9th at Benaroya Hall, Kirkland Performance Center, and Edmonds Center for the Arts, respectively. And we heard the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in an earlier recording of the Isfahan by Billy Strayhorn from the Far East Suite that was introduced by Mark Seals on piano and featuring the alto saxophone of co-leader and director of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Michael Brockman. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. In the time remaining on today's show, we're going to be listening to some music from Art Landy. Art Landy is the pianist here, and he is joined by saxophonist Mark Miller. And this is an Art Landy composition. It's a French title, Sous l'ombre, which means under the shadow. We're listening to a piece by Art Landy titled Sous l'ombre, in the shadow. Art Landy at the piano, Mark Miller on tenor saxophone from the album World Without Cars. Art Landy Quartet with Dean Johnson, Dave Coleman, and Dave Peterson will be playing at the Poncho Concert Hall at the Cornish College of the Arts on Friday, November 6th as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. Again, for more information, see the Earshot website, earshot.org. The festival continues through mid-November. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1. Oh,
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. John Kirby and his Onyx Club Boys to start. John Kirby played the bass. The Onyx Club was on 52nd Street. Fabled clubs there, I think two or three blocks long, and just amazing places. Small places. A bandstand that uncomfortably would hold a 10-piece band. But nevertheless, great things. And I can imagine it would have been very frustrating to be there and have to decide where to go. Decca Records, 1938, John Kirby and his Onyx Club Boys. John Kirby and his Onyx Club Boys, 1938, for Decca, rehearsing for a nervous breakdown. Written and arranged for the band by Charlie Shavers, who played the trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Russell Procope on alto saxophone, Billy Kyle piano, John Kirby, as I said, bass, and O'Neill Spencer on the drums. They're going to do now Pastel Blue, conceived by Artie Shaw, the band leader, and Charlie Shavers. We'll hear the Onyx Club Boys version, and then Artie Shaw and his orchestra and their version of Pastel Blue. Thank you.
awful bad feeling. She wake up at the break of day. Say it's an awful bad feeling. She wake up at the break of day. Reach over and rub an empty pillow and find your good woman has run away. Why, it may be a week, and it may be a month or two. It may be a week, and it may be a month or two. I'm gonna take her to the preacher man just to hear her say, I do, I do, I do. Thank you.
Pastel Blue by John Kirby's band, Artie Shaw's version with his orchestra and his clarinet. The vocal, John Kirby's band of Pastel Blue, was the drummer, O'Neill Spencer. Now Artie Shaw is going to do I'm Coming Virginia, written by Wilmer and Cook and Donald Haywood. The arrangement is Jerry Gray, the trombone solo. Here's George Arris. By the way, the trombone solo on Artie Shaw's version of Pastel Blue was Les Jenkins. I'm Coming Virginia will be followed by Art Tatum's version from 1953. Thank you. the set started with I'm Coming Virginia, a Will Marion Cook composition, played by clarinetist Artie Shaw and his orchestra in 1939. Then Art Tatum in Los Angeles, 1953, his version of I'm Coming Virginia, solo piano by him on Clef Records. And then Louise, a beauty by Richard Whiting, and an equally beautiful composition by Cole Porter called Love for Sale. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU. We're here with you. And I'm happy to have a chance to experience that and have for a long time here. And my part of the pie, Sunday afternoon, 3 to 6. Tommy Johnson, Memphis, 1928. His voice, his guitar.
Crying can't hit my own. Crying so low to learn me. Crying can't. Mama, so low to let me. Yeah, can't you run to take me, can't you do? Crying, mama, 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 you know, can't you? I will come up this morning with candy on my mind. Woke up this morning, candy was on my mind. Woke up this can't on my mind. Grind on, Lord, I want him. Can't he know to let me take a good look at me. Turn it but my soul. God grant you do the easy road. I will come again morning crying candy down my bed. Run you somebody take it candy. Run your soul. And take the candy blue. Cry, mama, mama, mama. Cry, candy, killing me. Bleed to my soul, no. They gon' kill me dead. Thank you.
done my overhaul. I'm gone to find my woman, said she is in divorce, don't feel. Honey, good to you, mama, sure not killing me. Honey, good to you, mama, sure not killing me. Good to you, mama, said it, sure not killing me. I wouldn't do my right thing of me. I wouldn't do my right thing of me. And if she did, she would show not to my kill. I would in morning did my morning prayer. I would in morning send my morning. I would in morning, baby, send my morning prayer. I ain't got no woman speaking mama hell. I ain't got no woman now speaking mama. I ain't got no moment to speak in my blue hell. But do I my jump up, start my overhaul? But do I my jump up, start my overhaul? I'll find my woman, said she, in Denver somewhere. She don't like me, honey, died to mama low.
Tommy Johnson playing the guitar and singing a couple of his tunes. Memphis, Tennessee, 1928, Victor Records. Canned Heat Blues and Lonesome Home Blues. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.org.
All Things Considered goes where you are and takes you places you've never thought to go.
Right now, the wildfire threat in the Pacific Northwest is
this month marks 10 years since Katrina bore
Michael
down.
Brown in Ferguson, Eric Garner in New York, Tamir Rice in Cleveland.
And every day, the KPLU news team takes you from riverbanks with spawning salmon to the inner offices of our state capitol to tell you more about the place you live.
There's more to every story.
All Things Considered, weekdays from 3 to 6:30 on KPLU.
Support for KPLU comes from Emporium Presents, announcing Ani DiFranco at the Neptune Theater March 6th in support of her album Allergic to Water. Tickets are on sale now at tickets.com.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Thank you. Thank you.
on the job in New York City at the Village Vanguard, 1981, and issued much later by Zinnia Records. Thank you. That's the Saul Mosca Warren Marsh Quartet. Mosca on piano, Marsh on tenor. Frank Canano playing the string bass and Skip Scott on drums. Two of them. Piano Juices and 317 East 52nd. Saul Mosca Warren Marsh Quartet. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is The Art of Jazz. Always a pleasure for me to be with you. The Rhythm Makers. Interesting band. It pretty much was a vocalist plus eight instruments, give or take one or two, making changes here and there with a different piano player and so on and so forth. But we will hear four by them from 1932. Henry Red Allen playing trumpet, Jimmy Lord on clarinet, Pee Wee Russell on tenor, Fats Waller piano, Eddie Condon banjo, Jack Bland guitar, Pops Foster bass, Zooty Singleton playing the drums, and holding everybody together, the vocalist Billy Banks.
I would do anything for you. I would take a trip to Mars. I would even count the stars. I would do anything for you. I'd gladly give a fortune just to see you smile and hear you say I love you every little while. In my heart there's ecstasy, long as you have faith in me. I would do anything for you.
bit me 'cause there wasn't no more.
Gonna get myself a wishbone. These bed bugs here done got my gout. I'm gonna get myself a wishbone. These bed bugs here done got my gout. Gonna wish that every bed bug goes off and cut his throat.
up with pride.
Rhythm Makers. Oh, isn't that something? That's swinging. 1932, Perfect Records. I Would Do Anything for You, Mean Old Bed Bug Blues, Yellow Dog Blues, and Yes, Sir. What's great about that is if there's no rehearsing going on. Fats Waller used to say, we rehearse at the public's expense. And he was wonderful there. Henry Red Allen, trumpet, Jimmy Lord, clarinet, Pee Wee Russell, tenor, Waller on piano, Eddie Condon, banjo, Jack Bland, guitar, Pops Foster. Ooh, great bass player. And Zudy Singleton on the drums, and everybody listening to Billy Banks sing those compositions. And I hope you're up and dancing and having a good time listening to that incredible rhythm. And that's the kind of stuff that was going on a lot. I speak about 52nd Street in New York. It must have been just frustrating. You know, you go in one place and you hear that. You don't want to leave, but you know there's some, you know, Art Tatum's across the street. Whatever. It's like that. And as a friend of mine said when I was talking about that, he said, now what you do is you make a choice and go stand in line. Because these places were very small. And, you know, as long as you were paying for drinks and the minimum and all that stuff, getting in the door, it's fine by me. I must have bid for a chair. Something like that. The Rhythm Makers. This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU. Very much alive all of the time for you, and we know you're out there for us. Duke Ellman had a band. He played the piano. 1928, Edison Records recorded him. We will hear Hi-Hat, Louis Alter's composition, and Fireworks by Spencer Williams. And then I'm going to jump into Louis Armstrong in a Savoy Ballroom 5 and their version of Fireworks in 1928. Thank you. Duke Yeoman's orchestra, his piano, started that set, 1928 for Edison Diamond Disc, during Hi-Hat by Louis Alter, and then Fireworks by Spencer Williams, then Louis Armstrong's Savoy Ballroom 5, Chicago 1928 for OK Records, once again, and their version of Fireworks, Louis doing some singing and playing his trumpet beautifully, as he always did. Fred Robinson, trombone. Jimmy Strong on clarinet. Earl Father Hines at the piano. Mancy Cara, banjo. And Zudie Singleton on the drums. Now, keeping that band in mind, here's Joe Oliver's West End Blues, Louis Armstrong.
So blue today. I've got a mean evil I'm going down to the West End to lose my West End blues. My man, low down, mean out in town. Running around, soon undertaker man's gonna knock upon his door. Oh, in West End, oh, in West End, are gonna see some shooting like they never ever seen before. I mean, my man and my best friend will never cheat in West End anymore. Blues from my head to my shoes, so blue today. I've got a mean, evil feeling. I'm gonna hear bad news. I'm going down to the West End to lose my West End blues.
West End Blues, Louis Armstrong, Savoy Ballroom 5, Chicago, 1928, his version. And then it jumped to 1946 for Disc Records, and Stella Brooks sang it for you, and Joe Sullivan sensitively accompanied her on West End. Louis Armstrong, Stella Brooks, and Joe Sullivan, right here on 88.5 KPLU. We're part of the package for you, and you're certainly part of it for us. Halloween coming up, for heaven's sakes. And I brought something for that. Jumpin' Pumpkins. Jumpin' Pumpkins, you know. I hope you still have the tradition of going out and getting one and carving it all up and putting it on the front porch with a candle in it and all that. And or get a big one and put your little brother in there holding the candle. That works. I don't know. Do you say pumpkins or pumpkins? I don't. I tend to go with pumpkins because I think that's what I heard, and that's how our language is, I guess. Anyway, two versions of Jumpin' Pumpkins, written by Duke Ellington's son Mercer and his father's band in 1941, is going to do their version, and then a jump to 1961 for Candid Records, Cecil Taylor, Buell Neidlinger, and their version of Jumpin' Pumpkins. Jumpin' Pumpkins, written by Mercer Ellington, Duke Ellington's son, played by his father's orchestra, 1941, with Ellington's piano and Barney Bigard's clarinet and Harry Carney's baritone saxophone, and always terrific drumming by Sonny Greer. Then 1961, Cecil Taylor, Buell Nidinger, and their friends were handed in their version of Jumpin' Pumpkins. Steve Lacy, soprano saxophone, Archie Shepp, tenor saxophone, Charlie Davis, baritone saxophone, Clark Terry, trumpet, Roswell Rudd, trombone, Taylor on piano, Nidinger bass, and Billy Higgins right there playing drums. Jumpin' Pumpkins. I think you could take your kids out and get some candy. When I was a kid, nobody talked about the danger of sugar. Nothing. You know, you get the biggest bag you could find. And you'd go out and you'd, you know, door to door, and you come back, you'd have 17 pounds of candy. And then next school day, the school would let you bring that. You'd lug the stuff into class, elementary school, you know, you sit there paying attention. Ah, you're unwrapping another candy bar. Oh, the good old days when no one was careful. Oh, boy. Jumpin' Pumpkins. Ma Rainey now. She's going to sing for you from 1928. Victim of the Blues, and for Halloween, Black Cat, Hoot Owl Blues.
Time and left this morning, just about half past four. He left a note on his pillow, said he couldn't use me no more. Then I grabbed my pillow, turned over in my bed. I grabbed my pillow, turned over in my bed. I cried about my daddy till my teeth turned cherry red. It's awful hard to take it, it's a such a bitter pill. It's awful hard to take it, it's a such a bitter pill. If the blues don't kill me, that man in mean streets is real. Too sad to worry, too mean to cry, too slow to hurry, too good to lie. That man who loved me never said goodbye. Too well to see him, too sick to die. Folks may think I'm crazy, I'm just a victim to the blues. Thank you.
Gertrude Ma Rainey, 1928, Chicago, for Paramount Records. Victim of the Blues and Black Cat Hoot Owl Blues, written by pianist-composer Georgia Tom Dorsey and Rainey. And accompanying her in a band that would go around with her around the country, Tub Jug Washboard Band. There were a lot of the little carnivals, you know, set up a tent, and then here comes Ma Rainey. And she was imposing. She was built like a refrigerator. Wide, fairly tall, and could be real cold. She's something. Really is. Wonderful singer. Victim of the Blues and Black Cat Hoot Owl Blues. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
All Things Considered goes where you are and takes you places you've never thought to go.
Right now, the wildfire threat in the Pacific Northwest is extraordinary.
This month marks 10 years since Katrina bore
down. Michael Brown in Ferguson, Eric Garner in New York, Tamir Rice in Cleveland.
In Kentucky today, a county clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses.
There's more to every story.
All Things Considered, weekdays from 3 to 6:30 on 88.5 KPLU.
You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Eddie Davis now, before he was known as Lockjaw, and his Beboppers, 1946 for Savoy. We'll hear two that he wrote, Callin' Dr. Jazz and Stealin' Trash. Fats Navarro trumpet, Davis tenor, Al Haig piano, Huey Long before he went into politics playing guitar, Gene Ramey on string bass, and Denzel Best on the drums. Then, 31 years later, Eddie Lockjaw Davis at the Montreux Festival, Switzerland, 1977, with Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown bass, and Jimmy Smith playing the drums. This Can't Be Love by Richard Rodgers, I Wished on the Moon by Ralph Ranger, The Breeze and I by Ernesta Lecuona. Lots of Eddie Davis. The
Thank you. Thank you.
Lockjaw Davis first with his Beboppers, 1946, Savoy Records. Two compositions, Selling Dr. Jazz and Stealing Trash, with Fats Navarro trumpet, Al Haig piano, Huey Long on guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and Denzel Best playing the drums. Then, Montreux Festival, Switzerland, 1977, Pablo Records, with Oscar Peterson on the piano, Ray Brown bass, Jimmy Smith drums. This Can't Be Love, I Wished on the Moon, and The Breeze and I. This is 88.5 KPLU. This is The Art of Jazz. And this is Slim Gaylard.
Walk up, walk, walk, J-Lo. Chicken rhythm, bop 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 bop, J-Lo. Chicken rhythm, bop 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 bop, J-Lo. Chicken rhythm, bop 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 bop, J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. When the rooster starts to crow, grab your partner on the floor. Find you on the way, because it won't be long, break of day. Bop 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 bop, J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. Bop 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 bop, J-Lo. Chicken rhythm, yeah, too.
Leave your books at home on desk. Let's come out and dig some mess. The band is playing Moppity Mop at school. Kids hop. College, high school, junior prom. You want to dance, you can't go wrong. The band is playing Moppity Mop at school. Kids hop. Moppity Mop, Moppity Mop, Moppity Mop. Oh, Botany. Oh, Kimmy Serini. Baba be my mama, y'all. Sit home in a desk. Let's cut out and dig some mess. The band is playing Moppy Mop at school. Kids hop.
The school arena now, boo.
Oh, that's a killer, man. What you studying, man?
Chemistry? I'm studying chemistry arena now.
Oh, that's great. How about scatting a little course?
All right now, Papa. That's a good deal now.
Fountain.
Greeny, macarini, chemistry, bounty, I'll be out, be out. No physical, bounty, be out, 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 be out.
Slim Gaylard, his compositions, his guitar, his voice, L.A., 1946, Chicken Rhythm, and School Kids Hop. Howard McGee, trumpet, Marshall Royal, clarinet, Lucky Thompson, tenor saxophone, Dodo Mamarosa, piano, Tiny Brown, string bass, and Zudie Singleton playing the drums. Little Brother Montgomery now in New Orleans, 1936, is going to give us a couple of them with his voice and his piano. And then staying in New Orleans, but going to 1954, drummer Paul Barberin and his New Orleans jazz men.
I got a letter from Texas, and how do you reckon it read? It said, hurry home, brother, for the one you love is dead. And I went to the station, but the train had gone. And I went to the station, but the train had gone. I got a thinking about my baby, and I started walking on. And I walked up on a stranger. I told him I was in so much misery. I walked up on a stranger. Told him I was in so much misery. He says, you're near south to Texas. You better kiss the T&P. In Texas, in a little place they call San Antone. And they stopped me off in Texas, in a place they call San Antone. And you can't really imagine how you hear those wild ox moan.
Thank you.
from New Orleans, great New Orleans music, starting with 1936 for Bluebird Records, Little Brother Montgomery, his voice, his piano, West Texas Blues and Never Go Wrong Blues, then Paul Barberin, his drums and his New Orleans jazz band, 1954. Couple of them, Screamin' the Blues in the second line. John Brunius, trumpet. Bobby Thomas, trombone. Willie Humphrey, clarinet. Lester Santiago, playing the piano. Danny Barker on banjo. And as I said, Barberin, playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, and streaming at kplu.org.
All right, Ed Ronco, time for the lightning round. I'll give you the clues, and you name that radio show. Get all five right, and you win. Ready?
Ready.
Leaves, rain, Halloween.
Fall, things considered.
Nanotech, babies, Ozzy Osbourne's IQ.
Small, things considered.
Banana Republic, Sunglass Hut, PF.
Mall, things considered.
Caesar, Druids, Visigoths.
Gaul, things considered.
All of the above and the rest of the entire universe.
All things considered.
The winner and still champion.
Weekdays from 3 to 6:30 on KPLU.
Ask the sky above and ask the earth below why I'm so in love and why I love you so. Couldn't tell you though I tried, dear, just why I'm yours. When you went away, you left a glowing spark, trying to be gay is whistling in the dark. I am only what you make me. Come take me, I'm yours. How happy I would be to beg or borrow for sorrow with you. Even though I knew tomorrow you'd say we were through. If we drift apart, then I'll be lost to know. Though you use my heart just for a stepping stone, how can I help dreaming of you? I love you, I'm yours. How happy I would be to beg or borrow for sorrow with you. Even though I knew tomorrow you'd say we were through. If we drift apart, then I'll be lost alone. Though you use my heart just for a stepping stone, how can I help dreaming of you? I love you, I'm yours.
Thank you.
Billie Holiday started that set, 1944 for Commodore, with Eddie Haywood's piano behind her, and I'm Yours, written by Johnny Green and Yip Harburg. Then Cliff Jackson for Black and White Records, also 1944, solo piano, Who, and It Had to Be You. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thank you, Ken, for another great afternoon of jazz, and I've got All Blues on the way next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, October 25th. The stars aren't WYSIWYG kinds of objects. What you see isn't always what you get. Consider Sheraton, the second brightest star of Aries the Ram. It's low in the east as night falls this evening, far to the left of the moon. To the eye alone, the star is a single pinpoint of light. It remains a single pinpoint even through the largest individual telescopes. Yet it's actually a system of two stars. Astronomers discovered that double nature by measuring Sheraton's spectrum, spreading its light into its individual wavelengths. A star's motion toward or away from us causes a shift in its spectrum.
Astronomers see a double shift in Sheraton spectrum, revealing the presence of two stars in orbit around each other. A second technique finally allowed astronomers to see the individual stars. Known as interferometry, it combines the light from several small telescopes to yield especially sharp images. Using an interferometer at Mount Wilson in California, astronomers precisely plotted the orbit of the two stars. That allowed them to determine the details of the individual stars. One star is a little bigger, brighter, and heavier than the Sun. The other is more than twice as massive as the Sun, and more than 20 times brighter, so it accounts for almost all of the system's light. On average, the stars are closer together than Earth and the Sun, a closeness that makes Sheraton look like a single star, marking the horns of the ram. We have more sky watching tips and much more about the night sky in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. I'm Sandy Wood.
And our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for rain tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. Expect about a quarter to a half an inch of rain possible overnight. And for tomorrow, morning rain and then showers likely in the afternoon. Monday, highs near 57. In Seattle right now, we've got light rain, 58 degrees. Olympia, rain, 54 degrees. And if you're listening in Bellingham at 88.7 FM, you've got overcast skies and 55 degrees. Well, good evening. Thanks for tuning in. It's Sunday night, 6 o'clock. I'm John Kessler, ready to go with 6 hours of all blues. Yeah, it's a lot. It's enough to take us to midnight. It's about 85 or 90 tunes, but who's counting? And let's get this thing off the road, off the runway here with Muddy Waters. I'm ready. I hope so. Are you? All blues with Muddy Waters on 88.5.
I'm ready, ready as anybody can.